Samach Amit Beis, right at the top of the Amit. Anechnas lebeis akisa. If a person enters a beis akisa, Imri says he's kabbim mechubon kedosh mishar seyelia. He says, give kavod to yourselves, you the servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To kavod lekei Yisrael, give kavod to Hashem. Harpu mimeni, release me, lead, depart from me, rather depart from me. Aches ikonis vaser ritzayni vavoy lechem, until I perform my obligations and then I will return to you. Meaning it's not befitting for the malachim. These are addressing the malachim that accompany a person. It's not fitting for the malachim who accompany the person to enter the basic kisei. But Abai Amr says, no, loy lemon shachi, he should not say this. Why this? Dilma shavki levazel, because maybe they'll leave him completely. Elo lema, rather he should say, shimruni, shimruni, izruni, izruni, guard me, help me, simchuni, simchuni, imtinuli, imtinuli, help me and wait for me, ache konasaitse, until I enter and leave. Shikain darkin shbnei adam, this is the nature of people of bnei adam. Kinofek, after he leaves the basic kisa, he says, Baruch Hashem, he says, Baruch Hashem, Kain melchama, Sher yatzar es adam b'chochma, that you created adam b'chochma. You created the creation of the human being is full of chochma. It's a wondrous thing, as we'll see in the brach itself. We'll detail some of the ploim, the pili ploim, the wondrous things of the human creation. But Tosfos bring down the pshat is that this is really an introduction, besides from a description of the guf of the Adam, it's the creation itself was done in a chochmendik way. That prior to the person, to Adam being created, his needs were created first. What he would need, his food, his sustenance, the world was created as a world that was created that would be able to sustain him and support him prior to his creation. So the creation of the Adam, the Yetzirah of the Adam, was Bechokhma. So what are some of these wondrous things? Of war, there's holes in the body. Chalom, chalom, there's cavities. So there's different holes. There's different nostrils, etc. There's cavities. There's like the lungs, that spaces that are hollow inside, filled with air. Golovi adua lifne kisa kvedecha, and is known before you, Hashem, before your kisa kovet. Sheimi paseich admo, use the same achad mehem. If one of them opens, something that is supposed to be closed is open. It has a hole in it. Or you say machad mehem, one that is now has an opening is closed. Yashalom lefanecha, we won't be able to exist and stand before you. My chasim, what's the chasim at the end of the bracha? Amar Rav, Raifei Chaylan. You make the bracha of Raifei Chaylan. Amar Shmuel, kashavino b'alu kuli am gitzira. You're making everybody into sick people by saying that way. Elo Raifei Chol Basar. Should say that he's roife chol basar. He doesn't say that roife cholim, he says roife chol basar. Roife chol basar, the basic kisei itself, that is a refua for all. I mean, it's not necessarily that people are cholim, but there is refuas that the natural order of the person's life, his existence, has built in refuah's processes that cleanse the body and are healing and assistance and aids, are helpful, beneficial aids to the body. Rav Sheshes Amar, Mafli Lasses. Rav Sheshes says the Chasima rather is Mafli Lasses, that Hashem does wondrous things. Therefore, we should incorporate both of these items, both of these thoughts into the bracha, and the chasima should be roifa kol bosar umafli lasais, incorporating both of these ideas. If a person goes to sleep on his bed, he should say the following. Oimer, he should say the following. Mishma Yisrael vad v'ayim shemoya. He should say the first parasha of Shema from Shah until Vayam Shemoya. Va'imer, he says the bracha, Baruch Hamapil Chevle Shena Leinai, that the Rabbein Shalom puts the rope, the bonds of sleep on my eyes, Utsunuma Alef Apayim, and deep sleep on my eyelids, Umer Ishan Basayim. And he makes the pupil of the eye, he is mayored, he is illuminates it. Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem elakai shetashki veinu l'sholom. Yiratzim, you should be yiratzim Hashem that you put me to sleep in peace. V'sein chelki b'sarasecha. and give my chalik, my portion. I should be zoicha to my portion in the Torah. V'sargileinu l'dvei mitzvah. And you make should make me accustomed to do your mitzvahs. Val target leinu l'dei avera, and not towards avera. Val tivein l'dei chet, and I should not come to a chet l'dei oven v'l'dei nisoyin, and not to any kind of test, not to nisoyin, v'l'dei bizoyin, and not to any busha. V'yishla b'yetzer toiv, and should the yetzer toiv should be ruling over me. Val yishla b'yetzer har, and the yetzer har should not rule over me. V'tzitzileinu mipeg ram echalim roim, and you should save me from any type of bad occurrences, any type of sicknesses, bad sicknesses. Vaya veluni chalamois, and I should not be frightened and confused by chalamois roim v'yerhurim roim. Utis utei shmitosi shlema lefanecha, and my bed should be complete before you. Now Rashi explains that means that from all of his persons, from his offsprings, there should be no one that's a chayte. And you should awake me and not let me die in sleep. Baruch Hashem, Hamer Elohim Kula Bechvoidai. Baruch Hashem, whose mayor, he lights up the whole world with his glory. When a person wakes up from sleeping, he should say the following. Elokai Hashem Neshama Shenasata B'Tahir. The neshama that you placed in me is pure. Ata Yatzata B'Avata Nafachta B'. You created it within me, and you breathed it into me. V'ata mishamra b'kirbi, and you protect it within me. V'ata osi litle menu l'achzer b'lasi lovei, and you're eventually going to take it from me, but return it to me l'asi lovei and t'chis amesim. Kol zman ashen neshama b'kirbi, as long as the neshama is within me, ma'ida ani l'fanecha, Hashem elokai v'lokei v'asai, ribon kol olamim, don kol neshamais, as long as it's within me, I give praise to you, Master of the Universe. Baruch ato Hashem, you baruch Hashem, hamachzir neshamais, that you return the neshama l'fkar amesim, to dead bodies. And you return the neshama to a body that's dead. Kishama Kaltarna, so a person wakes up in the morning, so this is the Birchas HaShachar that he has to make. Kishama Kaltarna Goyla, when he hears the rooster, when he hears the sound of the rooster, he makes the following Baruch Lema, Baruch Asher Nosen LaSechvi Vina LaHavri Binyam V'Layla. He makes a bracha, but Rabbi Shalom gave the Sechvi, he gave the rooster the understanding between to understand between day and night. What is the significance of that? That he gave the rooster understanding to distinguish between day and night, and we are giving Shevach Toi Rabbeinu Shalom that different explanations. One is that he gave understanding. He gave understanding in the world, and we have understanding. We can distinguish between day and night. This is a mashma that we give Shevach Haidah for the light, that the rooster, he distinguishes between the night and day, and we, therefore, and he gets hanoah from the light, and we give thanks to Hashem that there is this creation of light that we can get hanoah from. So it's that's not davka to the rooster. It's the rooster is able to distinguish between the early rays of the morning, the early light of the morning, and we give thanks to Hashem on understanding for the light that we get hanoah from. Kipasachena, when he opens his eyes, lema, he should say baruch pakeach yivr, that you give light, sight to the blind. We're able to see. Kisaretz v'yosef, when he straightens up and sits up, he should say, Baruch Matir Asurim. When he says a bracha to Hashem, that's Matir, so those that are tied up, he unties those that are tied up. When he's sleeping, a person can't sit up. Now he's awake, he's able to sit up. Ki lavish lema, when he starts to put clothes on, he says, Baruch Malbish Arumim, that Hashem gives us clothes to clothe ourselves. V'zakiv ki zakiv lema, when he gets up, when he stands up, he should say, Baruch Zakiv Kefufim, that he lets us stand upright. Ki noch zlahara, when he puts his feet on the floor, lema should say, Baruch Roika Ha'aretz Alamayim, that he puts the earth on the waters, meaning he lets something solid to they have a firm foundation, Roika Aras Alamayim, that the waters now have receded, there's a land, there's earth on the water. So here also we're able to put our feet down and have a foundation that we can stand on. Kimaske, when he starts to walk, Lema Baruch Amech Misaregaver, he makes the directs the person's footsteps and he makes them firm. Kisai Misane, when he puts on his shoes, he should say Baruch Shasle called Tzarki. That person doesn't have to go barefoot. It's a disgrace and a discomfort to go barefoot. So he gives Shevu Chaydo that he has shoes. Ki Osra Mayna Lema, when he puts on his belt, he should say Baruch Oizrael Begvur, that he puts a belt on Yisrael, Oizr Yisrael, Bigvura, and he puts the, we're able to put a tie ourselves that with strength, Oizr Yisrael, Bigvura. Now it's interesting here, he says specifically Yisrael, and the next bracha as well, Kiporis Sudra, when he puts a Sudra, a turban on his head, and Taisa says it doesn't mean Dafka, a turban, but a covering on his head, then Al Resha, Kipar Sudra, Al Resha, Lema, Baruch Oiter Yisrael, Besifor, the same type of bracha that he says that he crowns Yisrael also with COVID. And here in both of these brachas, it says Yisrael, even though these are articles of kroah clothing that anybody could have, the Musaylim also, that they also have belts, they also have hats, etc. But the hat and the belt of Yisrael has more significance. It has not only significance in that it covers his head and it is able to fasten something around his belt for his clothing, as opposed to when he puts on his first clothing and he puts on his shoes, when he says Malbish Arumim and he says Roske Kortzarki, then when he says these brachas, he doesn't say Yisrael. But over here, it's specific to Yisrael because the tying of the belt, he can now say brachas. He can daven without a separation between the upper and lower body. He can't say brachas. He can't daven. He can't learn. He puts on a hat. He puts on a yarmulke. He puts on a covering on his head. It gives him Yiras Shamayim. So specifically that he crowns Yisrael, or that he's Oiter Yisrael, that they have in addition to that it's an article of clothing that looks nice, that covers themselves, but it has a ruchnistic component as well. Kimisata b'tzitzis, when he puts on the tzitzis, lema, boruch, asher kishan v'tzitzis, 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 that you gave us a mitzvah to wrap ourselves in tzitzis. Kimanach tefillin adare, when he puts tefillin on his arm, he should say, lema, boruch, asher kishan v'tzitzis, 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 niach tefillin. Aresha, when he puts it on his head, he should say Asher Kedushanu B'Misoisa B'Tzivon Ol Mitzvos Tefillin. Ki Masha Yodeh, when he washes his hands in the morning, he says Baruch Asher Kedushanu B'Misoisa B'Tzivon Ol Netilas Yadayim. Ki Masha Apeh, when he washes his face in the morning, this person should wash his face, he says Baruch Hamaver Chev Leishena Me'Ena Yisnu Me'Vapai, that he removes the, but that was tied up, the bonds of sleep, he removes it from my eyes and the deep sleep from my eyelids. Yirosim l'fanech, Hashem l'kaishe targilein v'sarasecha, that Yirosim Hashem, that you should accustom me to learn Torah, v'dapkein mitzvisecha, and you should connect me, attach me to your Torah. Val, t'v'yen eloi lidei chet, v'loi lidei avoin, v'loi lidei nisoyen, v'loi lidei bizoyen. Should not lead, let me come to not mistakes, not to avarice, and not to varies, and not to any kind of tests or embarrassment. And you should force my Yetzer Hora to be subservient to you. And you should distance me from a bad influence of bad people or bad neighbors. And you should attach me to good influences, good friends, good neighbors, neighbors in this world. And you should give me today and every day that I should have mercy, find mercy in the hands of all who see me. And you should bestow on me kindness. Chasadim tovim. Baruch Ato Hashem Goemel Chasadim tovim Lamo Yisrael. That Baruch Hashem, that he bestows kindness, chesed, on Klal Yisrael. Chayev Adam, a person has to make a bracha, and he makes a bracha on the tovim, l'ra, just like he makes a bracha on the tovim. Just on makes a, as he makes a bracha on good, he makes it on bad. So my chayv levarach l'rag Hashem shevarach alatayva. What does that mean? Ilay mikashem shevarach alatayva atayva meitiv. Kach mevarach l'rag atayva meitiv. Do you think it means that he makes the same bracha? That just like a bracha for good tidings, he makes a tayva meitiv for bad tidings. He has to make the same bracha. He makes a tayva meitiv. We see that's not so for Basuras Rois, it's Dainem, it's not a Toiva Meitiv. Ella, what's the Pshat? Amar Rava, Loi Nisruch, Ella Kabula, Besimcha. It doesn't mean that the Bracha, the Nusruch of the Bracha, it doesn't mean that the words of the Bracha is the same. It means that the attitude of the Bracha, the way we make the Bracha, is in the same way. Just like a good tidings, may we do it Besimcha, with gladness, with happiness, so too on Besuras Royas. Amar Rav Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi Mikro. Where do we see this concept in the pasuk? The pasuk says Chesed Umishvat Ashir Elcha Hashem Azamer. It says Chesed Umishvat. So what's Chesed Umishvat? Chesed is a Chesed of kindness. Im Chesed Ashir. If you show me a Chesed, I'll give a shira, I'll give a song to you, I'll praise you. The mishpat shira, and even if it's justice, it's a mishpat, it's a din, I also will give a shira to you, a song to you. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer Mehachi says from the following pasuk, b'Hashem ahal adover, b'lakim ahal adover. It's by Hashem I'll praise, and lakim b'Hashem ahal adover is a midat teva. The Hashem is a midat teva, midas rachamim. So if Hashem, it's a mitzvah of Hashem, which is rachmim, then I will praise Hashem. Ve'elokim ha'halodavar is a mitzvah of peronis. Elokim is din. And if it's judgment, if it's peronis still, then I still will praise Hashem. I'll still ha'halo. Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Hach, he says from the following pasuk, Kais Yeshua says, v'shem Hashem ekru. Sar v'yagan emsa, v'shem Hashem ekru. So even if it's sar v'yagai, even if it's sorrows and anguish, still I still call the name of Hashem. Still Hashem, Hashem Ekram. Rabbanan Amri Hacha, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach. Whether Hashem gives, whether Hashem takes away, we praise Hashem, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Mishum, Rabbi Meir, V'chein Tana Mishmei, Rabbi Akiva, Le'oilam, Ye'odam, Rav Yeloimar, a person should always be accustomed to say, Kol David Rachman, La'tov Avid. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom does, whatever he gives us, it's for the best. Just like the following Maisa, Ki Had, Rabbi Akiva, Dehava Kavazal Be'orcha, he was traveling on a road, Mata Lahai Mas, he came to a city, Boish, B'ziv Eloyavli, he was looking for a place to stay, someone would take him in, and he couldn't find an inn, he couldn't find a place to stay. Omar called David Rahman al-Tov. He said, whatever Hashem does is for the best. I have no place to sleep, I have no place to stay, it's for the best. So what did he do? Therefore, Ozal Ubaz Bedavra. He went and he slept in the field. So he was boss and he slept in the field. He had with him in the field, he had a tarnagol, a rooster, and a donkey, and a candle. Also, Zika, a wind came and blew out the candle. Also, Shunra, achal tarnagol, a cat came and ate the rooster. Also, achal chamra, a lion came and ate the donkey. Omar, even though he had all of these mishaps, he had all these terrible things. He was out in the field, and whatever he had, all the things that he had were destroyed or taken away. Nevertheless, he said, Omar called David Rahman al-Tov. Whatever Rahmana does, Hashem does, it's for the best. It's for the best. He's in the Kabbalah Simcha. Beba Laila Asa Gaisa Shavlam Asa. That night, then there were an army came and it captured the city. Now, if he had been in the city, he would have been captured. He was out in the field and he was saved. Amr lehu lav, Amr lehu kol ma shasa kadosh baruch hu. Didn't I tell you that whatever the Rabbanu Shalom does is hakol ha'tayva? If he was in the city, he would have been captured. If he was out in the field and there would be a candle, they would have seen him. There were rooster, they would have heard it. The donkey would have brayed, they would have heard of it, and they would have been found. This way, he was saved. Kol ma davar rachman alatayv. V'amar Rav Huna mishum amaruna Rav mishum Rav Meir la'olam yudvarav shalom mu'atul lifnei kodesh baruch hu. A person should have few words in front of Hashem. I mean, whatever happens, there's never complaining, there's never tainas. There should be mu'atim. Shenemar al taval al picha v'libcha al yimahir la'hoitzi davar lifnei lakim kelakim shemayim v'atol aras v'alken yudvarecha mu'atim. Don't speak quickly. Don't say many words. Hashem is in Shemaim. He knows and we don't know. We accept a call. We accept a call with Simcha. Whatever Hashem does and gives us, we accept it with Simcha.